BBC News with Jonathan Izard. A planned vote in the US Congress on Donald Trump's health care bill has been delayed in what's being seen as a setback for the president. More than two dozen members of the House of Representatives from Mr. Trump's Republican Party had threatened to vote against the legislation unless more changes were made. The Vice President, Mike Pence, insisted strong progress was being made in efforts towards passing the bill. The number of victims of an attack outside Parliament in London on Wednesday has risen to four following the death of a 75-year-old man. He was among dozens injured when a car struck pedestrians on Westminster Bridge before the driver went on to fatally stab a policeman. The attacker, Khalid Massoud, was shot dead by police. The former Argentine president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, has been ordered to stand trial on charges of financial mismanagement. She and a number of ex-officials are accused of ordering a sale of government debt that lost the country hundreds of millions of dollars. A journalist has been shot dead in the Mexican state of Chihuahua, the third to be killed in the country this month. Miroslava Breach reported on organized crime, drug trafficking, and corruption. One of the leading candidates in the French presidential election, the centrist Emmanuel Macron, has won the backing of a senior member of the socialist government. The defense minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, is expected to make his support public in a newspaper interview on Friday. The man who led Hillary Clinton's campaign for the US presidency last year has told the BBC he is certain that Russia interfered in the election process. John Podesta said he expected Moscow to do the same in this year's elections in France and Germany. The authorities in Belarus say 26 opposition activists have been arrested following recent anti-government demonstrations. State media quote the security agency as saying they're being detained as part of an investigation into the preparation of mass unrest. Further protests are planned for this weekend. BBC News.